Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
All right, good afternoon. This is Lock and Load, and thank God SHOT Show's over. Now everybody I know that, they'll be back off a SHOT Show if they're not sick. If they're not sick, if they don't have the SHOT Show crud, which is always a thing. Now, last week, though, we're opening up with a guy who was here last week, despite the allure of the Cozumel diving scene. And that, of course, is writer and podcaster Rob Morse. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon, Bill. Your week set. You can just interview everybody about what they saw at SHOT Show.
Well,
I'm noticing all the other news, so I'll take that for me.
Okay. Well, I mean, there's lots of other things going on, but I mean, the thing about SHOT Show is that a lot of the collaborators that I take for granted sometimes they weren't available. So. Anyway.
I want to jump. I'm so grateful. I saw this article and I thought this. We got to talk about this with Bill. I wrote about it on Amoland, and you may have covered it. It was this. She's an apartment manager in this apartment condominium complex in Des Moines, Iowa. Did you read about her?
I did. Why does that sound familiar to me?
Yeah, there. Well, okay. Let me. That was the tease. Let me give you a little more to the story.
Okay.
This is one of, and you've seen it 1,000 times. I'm sure it's in the downtowns near you. There's this old 1920s, 30s industrial building. It's been converted to condos. Now, Des Moines did something interesting. A lot of their downtown is connected by above ground skywalks. Typical in Calgary, they call them the 15s because there's a minimum 15-foot clearance underneath them. And they're like 4 miles of these walkways that connect dozens and dozens of downtown buildings. One of the ones, not exactly downtown, toward the edge, is the Hubble Tower Apartments. And there's this apartment manager. I can't – so often a manager like that lives in the building. I can't tell if that was true here. And she sees people, it's getting closing time, she has her son with her, she's ready to go home. She sees this couple walk back and forth in front of the window over and over again. She's up on an elevated floor of the skywalk. So she's looking out her door into the skywalk, and she opens the door and goes, "Is there a problem? Were you looking for one of the tenants? Are you lost? What?" And the woman of the couple looks down and says, "Give me my son back," and reaches down and grabs her boy. That's every mom's nightmare. Now, and this is where you and I so wanted a video. We don't know whether the apartment manager, her name is Shay Lindbergh, which is an interesting ironic twist because many of us think of Lindbergh as someone who had a kidnapping in the family. Okay. We don't know if Shay was holding on to her son when the stranger grabbed the boy or if she then grabbed him, but she was, rather than get in a tug of war over your child, Shay was armed. We don't know. I think it was on body because there's no indication that she's grabbed her purse, and she presents her firearm and shouts, "Let go of my kid." And the couple just goes, "This isn't whatever they had in mind, this isn't how they wanted it to go down," and they back up. So mom doesn't have to shoot. That's awesome. She pulls the son back inside, locks the door. Now, here's where, again, the news isn't clear. There's a security guard for that section of the skywalk, and she calls him. "Hey, I just saw this couple. She tried to grab my son, gives about four sentences, and the guard goes, I know exactly who that is. Which way did they head? They were headed toward downtown. Okay, boom, off he goes. And he follows this couple. He calls the police. He's got to chase them, not chase them, but follow them through a restaurant and onto at least to a bus stop. It's not clear if the police got to this couple before they got on the bus or not. They're arrested for, what do they call it? Child stealing. And I know you're shocked. The woman was out on parole. Both of them were homeless.
I'm going to presume they also had a drug issue.
Right. Or mental health. Typically, that's the way you end up homeless. Right.
Well, mental health and drugs. I mean, with the homeless, the issue becomes, will they adhere to the rules of the shelters? Because they all get offered shelters. But they either act out or they use drugs. And some of the things that they're doing now, and I'm not trying to steer away, but having a weapon, a handgun, to deal with somebody who is drugged up, that's really the only way to be. And this happened in Iowa is very interesting. Because I'm sure they have a drug issue there as well. I mean, they have drug issues in all kinds of rural areas.
Well, this is Des Moines, so this is not quite the sticks. But what's interesting is, in some sense, it's extraordinary, and in the other case, it's the story next door. Our locked doors protect our children all the time. On body carry gives us an immediate tool to use when we need it. And our mom, whose one hand is busy holding onto her child, can still stop two grown adults from taking her child because she was armed. What's wonderful is that verbal commands worked. Now, if she'd been one step behind this couple, if they jerked her son out of her arms, what does she do? Does she shoot them? Wow, that's one of those things, whatever you do, you're only going to have a second to respond.
Well, you know, I think in the case of somebody taking your kid, shooting them in the back is perfectly permissible. I would certainly be finding that one out. If somebody took one of my kids, one of my grandkids, and they were trying to get away and their back was to me and they were going, I'm going to lie because my grandkids are short, so I'm going to be aiming between their shoulder blades and I'm going to start putting rounds down there. And just to stop this action, because I don't know what the clearance rate is on kids being snatched. I know the clearance rate, like in Chicago, on murder is in the single digits. So arrests and convictions is in the single digits, and that's when they actually arrest somebody. So
and you've got a schizophrenic who goes, "Who is this?" You know, is confused. No, that's not my child. Now you got a child. What do you do? Just throw the kid away? And now your child has to fend for themselves, hopefully get to safety. Crazy stuff. But not all that unusual. How are we for time? Because there's a similar story.
We're just about to the part where I say, hey, tell them how to find you. But we can do it in the next segment all together. We can do it in the next segment, no doubt about it.
Okay, that's what we'll do. We'll do it. Remind listeners where they'll find us?
Yes, sir, please.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. The podcast comes out once a week. The blog, I try and hit a couple times. There are over 2,000 articles waiting for you. My writing is picked up and carried at Ammo Land. Somehow, Bill and I find something to talk about every week.
That's when he's not down under the water taking picture of the beautiful technicolor world of the under the seas. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Thank you.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. Talking to Rob Morse, and we were just talking about the attempted kidnapping in Iowa, where an armed mother thwarted that one, and you had a similar story that you wanted to bring up. What would that be, please, sir?
This is where, I'm just going to unfold it, because I don't want to give it away. It's one of those stories that reveals card at a time, but it happened in a rural Georgia town, less than 2,000 police are probably sheriff's deputies, maybe some state police if they're cruising through that part of the county. And this story's well over, nearly done with by the time the police even get called. So a store clerk, it's just about a half hour after dark, notices that he's got a real problem when he looks up and there's a customer with a gun in his hand. The customer has a pair of pantyhose pulled over his head and face, so his face is all smashed flat and distorted. Isn't that out of like a 1950s cop drama? And to no surprise, the robber says, "Give me the money." Now, the clerk thinks, "I could get killed because crazy people do crazy things and clerks get killed no matter what they do." But there's more to the story. The robber didn't know it and the clerk didn't know it, but the robber wasn't the only person in that store with a firearm. One of the customers was carrying concealed on body. He looks up and he goes, he hears the clerk cry out. He sees the robber pointing the robber's gun at the clerk's head. He notices the distorted mask on the robber's face. You know, that's a pretty clear picture that this is a lethal threat. Just like that kidnapping before, we're not likely to misinterpret this.
Yeah.
Now, we don't know if the armed customer moved to be hard to shoot or hard to see. We know he presented his firearm and said, "Stop." Again, we don't know if the robber lowered his gun, because until he does, he is an immediate and unavoidable lethal threat to the clerk. So you have you don't even need to say anything. You could just press the trigger and be legally justified. This customer, this one of the armed customer, the first armed customer said, "Stop." A second customer in the store says, "Whoa, this is serious." He runs to his car, truck, I think, parked in the parking lot, and grabs his gun and comes back inside to help the armed customer. Now we've got two armed people. This now starts to take a little bit of management, because you don't want to point your firearms at someone who's helping you. You don't want to have the clerk behind the bad guy. So this takes a little bit of, you probably have to move. Let's just put it there. Now, I think the robber lowered his firearm. He didn't drop it. And he starts moving toward the door. Legally, now, you and I, we can't shoot him. Now, that's, if he's got our back to us, his back to us, and he's moving toward the door.
Right.
Where's the immediate lethal threat?
Right.
A third customer who's pumping gas at the gas pumps sees this coming down, grabs his firearm, and enters the doorway. Now the bad guy has no place to go. And the customers again shout, "Put it down, dude. You don't want to get shot today." Okay, drops the gun, gets on the ground. I think it was the first armed customer, let's call him a defender now, who says, "Okay, raise your firearms, because he's not a lethal threat. Let's get our fingers off the trigger. We're not going to put our guns down until the cops get here, but, you know, mistakes happen if we point a gun at somebody for 10 minutes. Again, it's not clear who called 911. Probably the clerk was right on it. And now the cops come, everybody holsters. They can't get cuffs on this guy. He keeps dashing for the door. They keep tackling him, pulling him up. They finally have to tase him. But they find out, okay, where's your car? Where's your getaway car? His wife is his getaway driver in the back. She's parked around the corner of the store. Wow. She gets charged with armed robbery. He gets charged with armed robbery and possession of a firearm. Wait for it. I know you're shocked. By a convicted felon.
Hmm. Yeah.
But to me, there's, Bill, this is not just, this is every gun owner's nightmare. If you and I walked into a convenience store and there's one of our neighbor's kids behind the counter and they're getting robbed, I'm not sure that I'm going to use words. If that guy, if the robber kills that kid, I'm going to be at the funeral. I know what that's going to do to the family. I know what it's going to do to me.
Right.
And yet, would we feel the same way about a stranger? So that's what pulled me up short.
I don't know. I mean, you know, see, in that particular case, the one you're describing,
right.
The good guy in this would be able to make a call as to who's the bad guy, who's the good guy.
Pretty clear, isn't it?
Pretty clear. Now, on the other hand, if we walk in and we see it, there's a few things we can presume. Like if somebody's, you know, the guy on the other side of the counter is probably not holding up the individual, you know, on the side that you normally check out from.
Right.
So, I don't know. That becomes a bit of an adventure, if you will. You're going to have to make a lot of really fast decisions really quick, and you better hope they're the right ones.
Right.
So, but like you said, I mean, in that particular instance, if I can get the gun out and get it on him, if I got a chance to do it, it's going to happen. It is going to happen.
I believe Iowa is now constitutional carry. So is Georgia. So none of the people that we have talked about necessarily went through a concealed carry course and were at least exposed to the laws of armed defense. I bet right now each one of them has taken the time to study that because they went, wow, what was I thinking? What was I allowed to do? What was I not allowed to do? I'm probably going to go audit my concealed carry class just for that review. I handle this material every week, but I wonder, you know, it'd be worthwhile to take a course to see if there's something I've missed in my weekly studies.
Well, that's the difference between a gun carrier and somebody who doesn't carry a gun, who makes a few presumptions about what somebody who does carry a gun does. You're actually continuing the education.
You know, go ahead.
Well,
we'll talk about that when we come back.
Coming up on the next break, talking to Rob Morris. He is a writer, slowfacts.wordpress.com, and he is a podcaster, Polite Society Podcast and Self-Defense Gun Stories Podcast. Well worth your time. Font of information. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
USA News Update. Police say two people are in critical condition after a shooting at a charter school in Des Moines, Iowa. Officers responded to the scene this afternoon and found three injured victims, that third person listed in serious condition. Police say multiple suspects were detained during a traffic stop. The man who disarmed a gunman in Monterey Park, California, is telling his story. Brandon Say appeared on ABC's Good Morning America to recount his heroic actions.
Something came over me. I realized I needed to get the weapon away from him. I needed to take this weapon, disarm him, or else everybody would have died.
Say said once he got the gun, he told the man to leave or he'd shoot. The death toll has risen to 11. A recession could be on its way for the U.S. economy. The Conference Board's leading economic index fell by 1% in December. According to the board, that data suggests economic activity will likely turn negative before it picks back up in the fourth quarter. John Schaefer, USA News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I need answers to my tax questions. Where could I find them?
Need answers? Try our interactive tax assistant on irs.gov/ITA. Simply select your tax questions, provide your information, and it gives you answers. Also, check our help and resources page and try our online tax map. 5,000 tax topics from A to Z. Plus, you can access forms, publications in a variety of formats.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Welcome back. This is Lock and Load. We are talking with Rob Morse, kicking off the week the right way, week after SHOT Show. No telling what we'll find out as the week goes on, but Rob and I are the two constants in the ever-changing universe. Would you agree with that?
I would agree so far.
Yeah.
Speaking of ever-changing, our laws do change. They evolve slowly. But millions of us, there are so many details that matter. You know, it's like, self-defense is simple until you get to the details of the application. Was this an immediate threat? Well, was the bad guy still pointing the gun at the clerk? Had he lowered the gun? Is that still immediate enough? And my concern is, Bill, you and I have taken lots of several days. Somewhere in there, we heard a fact, but does it come to mind? Do I know what I do in different situations? I just want a chance to review it.
Sure.
If you walk one of the millions of people who now carry in public, whether you have your permit, please review those facts so that you're confident when the moment comes. And it's going to get more complicated. I was just in another article. I think it's this Thursday of this week. Nebraska is going to get another chance to pass constitutional carry.
Right.
I hope they do it. If you're a listener, you can go to the NRA, ILA, I bet, Gun Owners of America, Nebraska Firearms. I'm sure they have it. They'll have ways to contact your legislators. Even the ones that are you are pretty sure going to vote against it, put another grain of rice on the scale so that they are more likely to do the right thing or they know what it will cost them when they vote against this bill.
Yeah, that should be very, very expensive for them to vote against the bill. Now, Democrats will do it, of course, but I don't know the composition of the Nebraskan assembly. So, for all I know, they have a veto-proof group of guys that are going to make it happen.
They do, but it's surprising. Like most politicians, this isn't their issue. They need to be reminded what's important. Different state, different problem, same sort of issue. There were some foster parents in Illinois, and this case has dragged on forever. After the Bruin decision, well, first you need to know a little bit about Illinois law. They say, yeah, you could own a gun, but of course you can't carry it.
Right.
And you can't, you have to store it and you have to store ammunition separately, la da 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 da. Simply because you're a foster parent? Well, now that case was pulled back into a lower court and the upper court said, yeah, you know what you said before? This might not pass muster. Now that we look at the Bruin ruling from the U.S. Supreme Court that says the right to keep and bear arms is fundamental. There is no tiered balancing test. If this law wasn't incorporated into common practice in the late 1700s, it's probably illegal, if not unconstitutional. And someone else pointed a different question, and I thought that was interesting. It raises questions if foster parents are state employees, or are they at most regulated service providers who are working for home from home? Why is the state able to comment about anything they have in their home?
Well, why, if they can do that with them, why can't the state say that about anybody that has dependent children?
Right.
Might be their kids, you know. Why are the foster parents being singled out? Which I would think that if you have somebody who's qualified to be a foster parent, if they show up wearing a chest rig and with a pistol in it, carrying a rifle slung on their back, but they're qualified to give these children a decent home and a decent upbringing, you just simply say yes.
Right. And I think it comes up because the, what is it, Department of Child Protective Services, the foster care agency will do a home survey. When I was in California, I went through that. I've had FBI background checks before it was cool to be a foster parent. And they go, well, do you know that horseshoe pit out there? Someone could fall on that metal stake in the ground. That they were worried about the thorns on the rose bushes. So I said, I don't think I can work with you. You guys seem strange. We later did it again down in San Diego County. They were much more relaxed. Maybe the need was greater. Maybe the laws had changed. Maybe it was just the social worker you drew. But, yeah, the state does come in your home and gives it a once-over.
Well, I get that part of it. I just, the part that is the biggest mystery to me is why they would get out there and, I mean, isn't fostering a child an important thing? Isn't this when we can actually make a difference between this child being an upstanding citizen when they get older and, or, you know, being taken over by a gang? Where was this? This is in Illinois, right?
It is.
Yeah. So.
I'm glad we're asking those questions. I'm disappointed it took the Bruin decision to get us there. It should have been obvious a long time ago. Where are our priorities? You and I know that individuals, you know what? I could imagine this. Now, here's a turn. We know that people who've taken their concealed carry class, particularly in Illinois, are well informed about the laws of armed defense. They have a lower propensity to commit crimes with a firearm, or any crime for that matter, than do even the police. Now, isn't it the police who we'd use to remove a child from the home? So in order to make sure this child's safe, go get your carry permit. Then we can sign off easily for gun owners to be foster parents.
Well,
probably not what the social service agency
No, it isn't. I mean, I don't know if I've mentioned this to you, but I mean, I'm one of the things I'm looking at right now is I'm looking at the states that allow medically assisted suicide. And
wow.
If you look at the states that allow medically assisted suicide, and then you do a cross-reference on them for gun control, you find that all of these states that make it really, really hard to get a gun will medically assist you in killing yourself. Now, they tell you the reason that it's hard to get a gun, and I went looking for which states have waiting periods. And you'd be surprised how many there are. Some have it for different categories, but typically it's a waiting period for you to cool off.
Right.
Like you're going to go
even
out.
Even if it's your third gun.
Yeah, yeah. You need to cool off because, listen, you might be getting that gun to knock off the liquor store, or you might be planning to kill yourself. And so they got to have this cooling off period. But in these same states, you can get with the state. And like in California, you got to wait 10 days to pick up a handgun, but you can commit suicide in two.
Wow.
Medically assisted suicide. So, I sit back and I don't think that we should be able to, there should be some sort of clarity where we go, well, they won't allow us to kill ourselves, but they'll definitely kill us for ourselves. All that other nonsense. But it's just interesting when you look at that, because these are the same states that are also going to try to ban gas stoves, for example, because they believe they have that much of much control over the citizens that live in their state. And to a very large degree, they do. We're coming up on the last
one. We live in interesting times, don't we?
Oh, it wouldn't be so. The fact that we're both in our 60s and we remember a time when this would have been looked at like just, you know, this is like the Twilight Zone.
Right.
Yeah, we remember a time when it wasn't. Tell everybody how to find you right quick.
I host the Self-Defense Gun Stories podcast, and I co-host the Polite Society podcast. Those come out once a week. My blog is at slowfacts.wordpress.com. It gets a couple hits a week. The blog is picked up and carried at Ammoland Shooting Sports News.
Check it out. Well worth your time. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Lock and Load. We're talking with writer and podcaster Rob Morse, and we've gone in a few interesting directions, and that's because the gun grabbers always make it interesting. The thing that I don't get about them is that one day down the road, there will be a time when they actually, I guess we could say they're in control of the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court will render a decision they want, which they always want federal centralized law. It's not right. Enough that, for example, abortion is a state's thing now. Now, they'll grab onto the gun control part of it as a state's thing. They claim 10th Amendment rights on that all the time. But when you say it's disappointing, that the biggest disappointing part of it for me is that we don't have any sort of consequences for these guys when they go against these rulings.
Ooh. Well, we got to go back to Florida then.
Sure.
Okay. Two things. Yeah, Florida and Texas. We all remember the horrible mass murder at Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School.
Yes.
A bunch of local municipalities in Florida said, we want to enact our own gun control. And armed citizens who said, you know what? You can't do that. We've got a law. Not only you don't have the authority to do that, on top of that, there's penalties if you do. Like, you can be taken to court. Not you as the city councilman, you as John Smith, city councilman. And you get to pay the fees and the fines and maybe go to jail. Because they're saying you're depriving me my civil rights under color of government. And Florida takes that seriously. Well, Nikki Fried, the agricultural commissioner who also handles firearms permits in Florida, sided with all those cities and said, yeah, you know, that Florida preemption law, that's probably unconstitutional. Now, she did that with Bloomberg bucks. And it was a 5-1 ruling that said you 33 cities and counties who tried to put in your own firearms laws. No, preemption stands. You're wrong. And you are individually liable if you impose those laws. Now, you can say anything you want in city council. That's the First Amendment. But you are responsible when you infringe on other people's rights.
Right.
So, dang. Good start, huh?
It is. And one of the novel approaches that I've seen, that I, and I'm sure you've seen it too, the right to live without fear. Was that part of the mentioning when they were out there with these local fights that wanted to impose gun control, the right to live without fear?
I've seen it before. I don't know. It was not mentioned in this article.
Yeah.
Right. Right to live without fear. You and I are afraid that we'll go to get gas and our card will be denied. And then we'll find out that, well, we found out that you were a gun owner and that doesn't meet with our corporate objectives, so your credit card doesn't work anymore.
Oh.
Texas Governor Greg Abbott said, you know,
that's
if banks do crazy stuff,
go. Well, I think you're going to see a bunch of states. What they're going to start doing is they're just going to deny these banks the ability to do business in their state. They won't be able to offer up bonds, local bonds and everything else. And that's what those kind of bonds are what fuels, fuels growth and everything within these places. And there will be other things that will come in and they'll set forth a sort of a menu, will, in order for you to be able to loan us this money, you got to do this, 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 and this, because that's what it boils down to. They want paper. They want to be able to generate debt, and the states aren't going to do it. The other part of this is that, one of the things they want to do is they want to be able to track us via credit cards.
Right.
And they've got new vendor codes and everything for stuff via credit cards, so they can do that if they want to, but that's actually sort of shooting themselves in the foot if that's the route they choose to go, isn't it?
I think so. You and I have chosen banks that were not inclined to do that.
Right.
In this case, Citibank, Citigroup, the entire holding company, got told by Texas Governor Greg Abbott, you're barred from submitting to municipal bonds in Texas. I'm not sure how long that is, but we went on your website and it says you can't be a gun store and you can't sell guns to people who are 18 to 20 years of age. You can't sell more than 10 round magazines and you can't sell bump stocks. And the Texas governor said, you also told me when you made this application to sell bonds in Texas that you weren't going to infringe on the rights of people to keep and bear arms. So you're lying to me. Get out. Not bad.
Yeah. All of these things that they want to do, all these things they want to push. I mean, very shortly, they're going to. One of the problems that hasn't happened in America yet is we haven't hit bottom.
Right.
We haven't hit. And the crime is going to do that. And the pain is going to do that. As they get out there and try to ban gas stoves and, gas cars and all these other nonsensical, farcical ideas. We just had the World Economic Forum that met in Davos. They all flew in and created more carbon on the flight there than you or I will do this year. And they got plans for us to eat crickets and not have guns and not own anything and not live in a house that's separate from another building or anything. They got all these plans and everything else. And, in a lot of cases, that's only that to me, it's just talk. The fact that we had a bunch of Democrats, Joe Manchin went, Kyrsten Sinema went, Seth Moulton went. We should be questioning why they went.
Right.
Because
make a Zoom phone call.
Yeah.
Lower your energy footprint.
Yeah. Anybody going to that? I mean, Manchin, I don't know how we would look at Manchin as far as the Second Amendment, but they're Democrats. So, and I know he votes with Schumer most of the time. And,
right.
So if you go to the World Economic Forum, and I don't care what it says after your name and you're holding public office, that's problematic.
Right.
I'm sure Trump has gone at some point. I'm sure Trump has gone at some point. I don't know when.
I think he was last year.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
Anyway, the World Economic Forum. Yeah, they've got all kinds of plans and all this other stuff and credit cards and I don't know. It's everything the left does is like getting a dog with a spine that stretches. And if you set the dog chasing after something, it's like he finally comes all the way around, ends up biting his own self on the butt.
His own tail.
I mean, that's what happens with all of this leftist nonsense. Right now, in Beverly Hills, crime is spilling out into Beverly Hills. It's not supposed to spill out into Beverly Hills. It's not supposed to spill out into the Tony Posh areas of New York City. In Atlanta right now, they just had an environmental protester shoot at cops that got killed, and now they're protesting that. And that will last about as long as, you know, if you engage in a firefight with the cops, well, you can rest assured you may kill some cops, but unless you have an army with you, a unit, you're not going to win. You're not going to win that one.
Well, we're almost out of time.
Yeah.
The next time we'll talk about that firearms are to keep our government talking to us rather than have the government shoot first.
Well, I'm sure it makes them think.
I hope so.
I'm sure it makes them think.
Supposed to.
Yeah. So, before you go.
Yeah.
Anything good going to happen this week? You got 20 seconds. Go.
I get to write. I get to record. That's about it. I get to drive practice. I won a gun at GRPC.
Yeah.
It's just a little 22 pistol. Yeah. I get to finally take it to the range.
All right.
Something to look for. I get to do my Bill Frady imitation and take a new gun to the range.
All right. Yeah, that's so much. Yeah. Anyway, that's a double-edged sword, my friend. Thank you for joining me today.
Okay. My pleasure, Bill. Who's up next?
Dan Zimmerman, the editor of thetruthaboutguns.com. You can find Rob's stuff at the Polite Society podcast and at Self Defense Gun Stories and at slowfacts.wordpress.com. Reprinted everywhere across the globe. Hour number two with Mr. Zimmerman is inbound. Excuse me as my throat goes sideways. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to chamberscustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.